Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He is Craig Kishon. Craig, what's going on?
Not much. I understand you're pinch hitting big time today, huh?
Yeah, and believe me, it's like the shoes are way too big to fill. So I am just trying to keep people engaged and get to tomorrow when Bill comes back. I mean, he's the big unit for a reason, Craig. I mean, that's just
what it is. Man, you're doing a fine job. You're doing a fine job.
I appreciate it. So let's start with the Bucks. I mean, it was really good to see what Giannis put together the other night against Detroit, where he went off for 43 points. And, you know, I know Giannis is there are some things in Giannis's game that we would like to see maybe a little bit more progress on when it comes to his jumper, three-point shot. He's had all the troubles at the free throw line. But I think that's going to come within itself. If there's one thing that Giannis does need to improve on this year, Craig, what is it?
Well, I mean, it's interesting because all the things that you say are all true. You know, I think from the outside, we'd like to see him, you know, improve on the three-point shooting and especially the free throws. And I'm not sure they'll ever be a whole lot better than what they are. Maybe you'd expect it to be at some point, but he's been in the league a long time, and I think we know who he is right now. I think maybe beyond that, and more importantly right now, I think the biggest development we're starting to see early this season that I know he's very capable of, and that's ball distribution. He's already had a triple-double. The very next game, he was 2 assists shy of a triple-double. And he is, more importantly, getting guys within the system now to share the ball a little bit. And I think some of the new players that they have on this team right now were meant for that. And a large part of that is him being able to be in the middle where he's most effective and have the ability to kick it out and have guys actually hit shots. We're seeing a lot more of that. There's a ton more of threes made already this year. I mean, it's off the charts with the record they set in a single game, but they've already had three games this year where they've hit 20 or more threes. And last year there was only twice that happened, and it's only happened 7 times in franchise history. So, you know, where they're coming right now, but it's all involves around him and his ability to keep that ball moving and not get it clogged in the middle right now. So, you know, I'd say right now the sharing of the ball and the assists are a developing, really positive and need to be story for him right now.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that. And really, it's not even just Giannis when it comes to ball distribution. I mean, we're seeing a lot of assists from Dante DiVincenzo, who we'll get to here in just a second. And we're also seeing a lot coming from Jrue Holiday. Like, to me, Craig, watching Jrue Holiday play, it looks like this guy's been playing on the Bucks for at least a couple of years. To me, I feel like he has gelled right away with this squad.
Well, he has, and I think, you know, he heads this list of, you know, I call him the Big Five, and it's the five veterans that they added on to this team. We know about the big roster turnover, but you have to concentrate on the five guys, and of course, it's led by Jrue. I mean, that's been part of his game. It's just really interesting that in this league, in the NBA, what it takes sometimes, you know, years and different transactions and moves by certain players and teams to get those guys together on the right team. And I really think, and I thought going into this, just the makeup of what John Horst and his staff were able to put together for this team, I like the makeup better than last year's team that they had put together. I just think there's going to be, you know, some really good things happening with this team, and it's all based on how they understand each other on the court. And I think that's the biggest thing that we all want to see right now. I mean, if they're going to compete for a championship, they're not going to do it off the court. They're doing it on the court. And hopefully we're starting to see that now, but sharing the ball and hitting the threes. I mean, this is all Bud's system. I mean, it's like the two of the top three steps. Defense is obviously the next one, but they're coming along on that too.
We're talking with Craig Kishon of Fox Sports Wisconsin here on the Bill Michaels Show. And I mentioned Dante DiVincenzo. He's another one that, yeah, it's been seven games only, but Dante looks like he has taken a step forward in his development. I mean, Craig, he's shooting 55% from three. I mean, there is just a confidence with his stroke right now. And if this continues, I mean, I don't expect Dante to shoot over 50% from three all year, but if he is easily a 40% three-point shooter all year, that is going to go a long way for this Bucks team offensively.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be at a point where he needs to be dependable. And I think in his third year in the league right now and having these opportunities to start and play alongside Giannis every day and Chris every day and now Jrue Holiday and have a deeper bench, he needs to become dependable. And I think he certainly has early here this season, you know, much more, you know, dependable, I think, from three, as you mentioned, you know, Joe, that we would have anticipated by this now. But he's got the ability to do it. I mean, he can stroke the ball from outside. And I think really the bottom line, too, with this development we're seeing here, we weren't sure, you know, a week or two before the season began that this was even possible, because it turned out to be the no trade was the best trade. Yep. This club probably could have made right now. And I was joking with Marcus Johnson the other day on the air and Steve Novak as well. I mean, that's the early story and headline for Dante, that the no trade was the best trade. And if I'm him, I'm feeling a lot more comfortable in the uniform he's wearing right now and the court he's playing on and the MVP that's next to him than I ever would in Sacramento, that's for sure.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, we did talk about Jrue Holiday, but of some of these other new faces that are on this Bucks roster this year, who really has impressed you so far?
Well, I think my wild card standout would be Bobby Portis, to be honest with you. I think that he is fit in really, really nicely off the bench for this team. I think just going back to last year with Robin Lopez kind of being that the go-to guy off the bench as far as, you know, a big guy in the middle and obviously somebody that can space the floor too because he can hit the three. I just tend to like his game with a kind of a different flair than the Lopez twins, if you know what I'm saying. I think that was a very similar game a year ago. I just think he brings just a different type of toughness, especially offensively. I know there's been, you know, a lot of talk. Coach Bud wants him to continue to work defensively and whatnot, but I think he's going to get there, you know, with this team. But he's been an eye opener. And I think the guy that also opened my eyes the other day and is DJ Augustine. I think he had a really, really solid game. I think he had his best game with the Bucks the other day. He hit three threes, six assists, you know, and this is in 19 minutes off the bench. So that's what this team needs right now. They need to have these guys that have been around the league a long time like them to act like it, play like that, and take this team to the next level with Giannis next door to them.
Again, we're talking with Craig Kishon of Fox Sports Wisconsin. Again, the Bucks will be taking on the Pistons tonight, and coverage begins at 6:30 on Fox Sports Wisconsin. Let's talk some Brewers, though, Craig, because it is hard to believe that we're about a month and a half away from spring training restarting. And, you know, I'm not going to lie. I'm not really surprised that it's been quiet on the Brewers front here. I mean, there's been a lot of uncertainty this offseason based on how the market has been able to fluctuate and whether teams should be aggressive or not. The Padres have only been the only team that's been able to be aggressive in this. How do you look at the baseball offseason, and does it surprise you that the Brewers haven't made any moves?
Well, I mean, nothing's been normal, Joe, since last March. Right. So I think you really have to start with that. And it's hard to compare what's going on right now to any other time, whether it's a time frame of transactions, trades, or anything of that sort right now, because there's still so much uncertainty right now. I mean, they're going at this report date for mid-February like it's normal, but they're also, on the other hand, completely prepared for whatever reason if Major League Baseball doesn't start on time. And so I'm not saying there's not a sense of urgency. There's probably more of a caution in the wind than there's anything right now. And clearly, they're among many teams that have to be concerned, you know, fiscally about what's going on. We're still not sure if there's going to be fans in the stands, you know, coming up here starting on April 1st or not.
Right.
So I think those things certainly have a lot to do with it. And you know, money, it all starts with money right now. And I'm not sure where they are as far as willing to take giant steps in bringing in some big name guys right now. They got to craft every move they make. They've got five catchers on the roster right now. Certainly you would think one or two of those guys could be included in a trade if they were to go that route, but they've got some holes to fill. First base is still a question mark. Third base is, you know, still a big question mark as well. Getting some quality bats and production out of those corner infield spots. So, we're still early in January, and there's a lot going to happen here in the next month, but probably closer to February than what we're used to. That's for sure.
Yeah. I think we're all very curious to see how this offseason is going to play out. And certainly it helps the Brewers cause when you see guys like Yu Darvish get traded out of the National League Central. That is going to help. Doesn't sound like the Reds are going to bring back Trevor Bauer. I mean, there's a lot of cost cutting from some of these teams that have a little bit more payroll than the Milwaukee Brewers. But wouldn't you agree, Craig, that looking at the Brewers pitching staff and specifically the starting rotation, that the Brewers right now might actually have the best rotation in the division?
Well, they might. I mean, look, it's hard not to look at this team and quit saying what they need offensively and what they need, you know, in the corner infield spots. I mean, everything starts with pitching, and there's no doubt about that. And they've had maybe the greatest, development of pitching here in the last couple of years within their own system, which is, you know, kudos to them. And kudos to the guys that have, you know, like Corbin Burnes that, you know, went through a lot here in the last two or three years to get him to a spot where he felt successful last year. So, yes, their pitching staff is very, very good. Their starting rotation is a great head start above everybody else. And we certainly know right now that the two guys in the back end of that bullpen, how dangerous this team can be, you know, if they get the lead. I mean, that's the storyline. That's the blueprint here over the last couple of years. So, yes, I don't think there's a big worry about pitching at all. If they can just shore up a couple of the things that we talked about defensively and with the bats, you know, I think there's no reason to think this team won't be competitive again.
Well, we watch and we wait. He is Craig Kishon of Fox Sports Wisconsin. You can check him out tonight as the Bucks and Pistons square off on Fox Sports Wisconsin. Craig, always appreciate it, my friend, and we will talk again soon. Thanks a lot.
Okay, take care, Joe.
All right, Craig Kishon joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, they're hiring right now, 800-44-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.